and now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. Before he retired, Sid Schroyer taught high school students about the Holocaust, and since then he's taught a forever learning class called Lessons of the Holocaust. This week, Sid talks about one of the things he learned.
From the group photo taken at the end of our tour, it's hard to tell the Americans from the Germans in the parking lot before we got on the bus and they went back to work. What happened that day at Bergen-Belsen-Gedenkstätte, the memorial grounds of the concentration camp, 63 miles south of Hamburg, the one where, after their arrest by Dutch police, Anne Frank and her sister Margot succumbed to state-sponsored murder by the government of Germany? What happened to me that July day and what stayed with me throughout our Holocaust and Jewish Resistance Program teacher trip visits to the Ghetto Fighters Memorial and the abandoned Jewish cemetery in Warsaw, to Schindler's Factory and the Empty Chairs Memorial Square in Krakow, to the death camps called Majdanek, Belzec, Auschwitz, Birkenau, and Treblinka. And what came home with me to stay is that my definition of here changed. It had become a common question for students in a class that considers the Holocaust, and I was used to it. Mr. Schroyer, do you think something like that could happen here? And before that summer day at Bergen-Belsen, I'd say something like, well, I suppose it could, but I really don't think so. Our democratic institutions, the checks and balances built into our system of government, the separation of church and state, and then there's the power of the state and local governments that would stand in the way of something like that. And the world, don't you think the world has learned its lesson? I'd say that to my class because one of the things we have to do as teachers is give our students a measure of hope beyond the despair that goes with the awful realization of the Holocaust. That's what they tell us at the Holocaust Museum in D.C. and at other Holocaust teacher training workshops, and it seems like the right thing to do anyway, without anyone telling me it's the right thing to do. And of course, I like to believe it's true, just like you, that the world has learned its lesson. And then I say, and besides that, the good people of the United States would never allow something like that to happen here. But that day, in Bergen-Belsen, where Anne Frank was slowly murdered along with her sister Margot and 50,000 others whose names we do not know, I met some of the good people of Germany who say that they would never let something like that happen again. That day, I looked inside the concrete foundations of disappeared wooden barracks, where spoons and buttons still ooze upward from their graves into the daylight. Then I looked away at the grass and at the trees, and I bit my lip when I looked at the sky. I'm really here, at Bergen-Belsen, in Germany. This is what they saw, and it dawned on me that it looks like home. The trees are green, and the sky is blue. That faraway place where terrible things happened, that some other place and some other time, was now here. As I recall, what happened in that moment at Bergen-Belsen was that my definition of here changed. What is here, anyway? My house? My street? My town? My state? My country? And at the border of which of those does there begin? From now on, if someone asked me if the Holocaust could happen here, I knew that from having stood on that ground that my answer would have to be, it did. It did happen here. And from that point on, I'd tell my class about what this American had learned from his German teachers at Bergen-Belsen. Our guides were teachers, too, but not in New Carlisle or Tulsa, Oklahoma. They were teachers in the schools of their nearby towns, and guiding people through the horror of what happened here was, for some of them, a summer job. After we toured the grounds in small groups and after we looked at the textbooks the Germans use when they teach the Holocaust, we gathered in a conference room, all of us, and them, together. Our fathers, grandfathers, were perpetrators, Bergen-Belsen State Memorial guide Carola Rudnick told us, and them. The younger generation is not to blame. But, she continued, they have a great responsibility to acknowledge and to teach. It did happen here, I tell my class. There became here. And for tomorrow class, I might say, could you be ready to tell me a little something about the words us and them? For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
I'm gonna make a change. once in my life. It's gonna be real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.